This is actually about the NBA and Nike, which are American companies, and how they're behaving and how they're bending to a foreign country and not holding the same standards that they demand in this country over there over a few Bs, billions of dollars. Too many times as entrepreneurs ignore what's happening in the political world because we don't want to get dragged down into the mess. But more today than ever before, we need to have a voice. Otherwise, we're going to be left behind. I started Learn exactly for this reason. So starting today with Freedom Friday, let me be your voice. What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Onyx Singhal, back with another episode of Freedom Friday. Yes, that's right. We're going to talk policy, politics, government, worldly affairs, and things that you as entrepreneurs need to know. I mean it. I know that sometimes we're such in the trenches, we're so busy, we forget that the entire world, we are impacted by what's going on in the world. Sometimes I pick policies that directly impact us. Other times I pick policies that just really piss me off. And today, well, after I finished doing my research, I've decided I am pretty much boycotting the NBA and Nike. Now, that's not going to really impact the NBA at all because I never watched them anyways. But Nike, I'm putting you on notice. Look, I don't like to talk about stuff before I've done my full-blown research. So I don't like to just lean on what the media is telling me. And so on this topic, I should have done an episode a week or maybe at least a week sooner, but I'm doing it now because I had time to do my research on it. But before I get into all of this, and before you wonder why is Onyx boycotting Nike and the NBA, because, well, I want to invite you into learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. Listen, let's get the rosy stuff out of the way before I get angry about stuff. So you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to connect with over 10 million other entrepreneurs all over the world, because that's how many entrepreneurs we're going to put inside of our Learn platform. Head on over to LURN.com right now and join us. We got tons of free courses, tons of paid courses. We're building an entire community. We're building a movement here, because what do I say? You want to change the world, save the world, make a deep impact in the world? Us entrepreneurs, we got to stick together to do it. The governments are not going to do it. And it's, you know, this episode today that I'm filming, it breaks my heart because I guess this is the first time where capitalistic related environment, entrepreneurial related environment is taking us the other way, backwards in the world, in our society and in this world. So that's why I said, let me get learn.com out of the way. Guys, get in there, because we'll do it the right way. We're not going to do it the way that the NBA and Nike are doing it. We're going to stick together, hold each other in check, hold each other accountable at learn, L-U-R-N.com. Okay. So where do I start? I got all these pieces of paper in front of me. I apologize ahead of time. I'm going to move stuff around. If you hear a lot of paper shuffling, it is because I got like 8 pages of notes in front of me, and I want to get out as much of this as I can. So what's going on? Many of you might know this. There's been this huge issue with the NBA and with China. So I want to go through the timeline real quick. Many of you may already know it, but for those of you who don't, and then we're going to get into what Freedom Friday is about: data, numbers, specifics. I don't want to come at you with theory. I want to come at you with numbers. And just so you know, this is not a partisan thing. I'm not coming in as a conservative. I'm not coming in as a liberal. I'm coming in as an American. I'm coming in as someone who believes in freedom of speech. I'm coming in as someone who loves our friggin' country. And I'm so excited to actually see that this issue has had bipartisan support. We have had both sides, Democrat and Republican and independents, 3 sides, stand up and speak out against this in a united voice. So congratulations to us for finally finding something that we can actually agree on and, you know, poo-poo on us for having it to be China. So, okay. 2019, this has been a year with a lot of unrest, so this starts the timeline. By the way, all of the references, articles, places I pulled data from in my show notes, onyxpodcast.com. All right, so Hong Kong protests start 2019. It's been all over the news. It's been pretty crazy. It's been a little violent. It's, you know, it's been troublesome for sure. And they're really protesting Chinese rule. They want independence, full-blown independence from China. They have been operating largely independently. They just want to be full-blown independent now. They don't want to fall under Chinese rule at all. And while China's not just going to let Hong Kong, the financial capital of Asia, just go like that. So they've basically said, no thanks, you know. And so there's just been tons of political unrest there. China's been pretty upset at the Western world and has almost borderline accused U.S. as well, if not directly, of intervening. They're upset with the Western world because the Western world is a democratic world, and they stand for freedom. And so for the most part, we've been standing by Hong Kong for freedom, right? Chinese are known, well, they're a communist country, but they're known for suppression, oppression. They're known for everything that Americans don't stand for, that the Western world doesn't stand for. So this tension's already been there. And then on October 4th, the general manager of the Houston Rockets, Morey, he tweets, this is it. This is 7 words that have literally just led to upheaval. 7 words he tweets on October 4th, 2019. Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. 7 words. Holy moly, did that just disrupt into complete disarray. On October 5th, 2019, less than 24 hours later, Tencent, which is the Chinese-based broadcasting partner, and we'll get into the numbers because they're big, they suspend all Houston Rocket broadcasts in China. First and foremost, I'm not in the NBA. I don't watch the NBA at all. I'm not a big basketball fan. So I didn't even realize that the NBA is in China, that they watch NBA, that it's big in China, right? We'll talk about the numbers behind that. They suspend it. Sponsors, big sponsors like the SPD Bank, they end its partnership with the NBA, or with the Houston Rockets, sorry. Additionally, other leading sportswear companies like Li Ning and a couple others announce that they will no longer work with the Rockets. This is all in a matter of 24 hours. Jeez, is this all corporate governance? Is this board meetings happening at these companies and they're making conscious decisions? Or could it be that the big brother guiding hand above them is saying, you do this now? To the degree that statements are being made by representatives of said organizations. I'll read you this one. Okay, CCTV anchor says Chinese Rockets fans are Chinese first. Or sorry, Chinese Rockets fans are first Chinese. We love Chinese red more than Rockets red. Now this part really got to me. I don't know why. He also went on to say, Morey, this time you really fouled. If you foul, you have to pay the price. I can't help but just imagine for a moment if President Trump tweeted that. I know this wasn't the leadership of China, but my gosh, we would have absolute revolt upon our hands if he said something like that. Okay, so all, you know, SHIT hits the fan. October 6th, we're just 2 days out now. Morey apologizes. Why? Because he gets hit up by, like, the commissioner of the NBA, and everyone in the NBA starts to distance themselves from him. Like, how dare he say this? What? He said, stand up for freedom. But everyone's like, oh, we don't have anything to do with him. The world erupts. Many politicians on both sides start to fight. People are really upset at the NBA that this is happening. Because check out what happens. You know, there are statements made directly against. So now the commissioner of the Chinese Basketball Association comes out and says how deeply shocked he is with the erroneous comments. You know, apologies are sent from the NBA to China. Positive statements are made about China, about how we deeply respect the Chinese tradition and blah, 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 blah. Okay, am I upset about this? Like, let's just talk about capitalistic moments, right? I get it. Protecting your business. China's 1.6 billion or so people. You want to have access to that market. I'm a capitalist. I'm all about it. I got it. Okay, so you want to bend to the views and to a country that is on the record for oppression? Okay, you want to bend? I got no problem. Bend. Do what you got to do. But man, oh man, are you a hypocrite? If you bend over there, but for us in America, you're super vocal. This is ridiculous, and it's greed because it's all driven by numbers that I've got that are published that you can't argue with, and they're right here. So let's just talk about the NBA's position on speech. We're not even going to talk about oppression. We're just going to talk about speech. I did not know this. The NBA recently banned the word owner because they felt it was racially insensitive. So you're not an owner of a team. You are a, they call them governors. I'm not going to go there. All right. Then they pulled their all-star game out of Charlotte, North Carolina. This is very recent. So this is now inside of America. because of a local state transgender bathroom law. Basically, didn't agree with what the transgender community wanted. There was a law passed against it. So the entire All-Star game and the NBA made public statements about how this is against, you know, our viewers' rights and yada, yada, yada. Well, let me ask you something here, NBA. Do you have transgender bathrooms in China? How do they feel about that there? Are you still gonna play a game over there? Okay, fine. NBA, how do you feel about the fact that China is officially on the record for putting 1 million Muslims in the equivalent of what we call internment camps, where they're literally put in a place, they're not allowed to leave, it's a camp? This is the kind of oppression that's there. So you want to speak positively about China and about their social standings, and then you want to sit in America where we actually have freedom and literally spout your nonsense. Man, I'm upset. I am actually upset. October 10th, the CNN sports correspondent Christina McFarland, this recently happened, okay? Let's stay on the topic of freedom of speech. October 10th in Japan, the CNN sports correspondent Christina McFarland. Now, guys, we're talking about CNN here, okay? So we're talking liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. This is a united issue. CNN, she's shut down at a press conference and she's told to not ask about the China fallout. She asked a question about what the two lead players of the Rockets felt, and she's told to basically shush. You can't ask about that. And she fights back saying, what do you mean? This is a legitimate question. This just happened this week. We want to know what they think. We want to know what they think about freedom of speech. Are they going to be more are they going to be more reserved now about talking out, about saying things based on the fallout this has happened? And they're like, don't answer. And the two players sat there looking like little puppy dogs with zero answer. And so I'm sorry, but when you're in this country, you got nothing but words to say. And you go over there and you bend over like that, it offends me. And that's exactly why I'm sorry. I bleed red, white, and blue. America first. You play here. You live here. This is the land that gave you that opportunity. You respect this land first. You don't go over there and sit quietly and just deal with whatever they're doing. I'm sorry. I'm never on here this upset, but numbers back it up. Guess what? I didn't know this either. 800 million viewers for the NBA in China. Wow. Yeah, I can see it. That's a big market. It's more than double. It's 2.5 times the size of the population of America. 800 million viewers in China. Didn't know that. Tencent, the broadcasting company in China, agreed to a $1.5 billion deal over 5 years with the NBA to broadcast their games. And within the first 24 hours, they had banned the Houston Rockets. Now, you know, stores like Alibaba, within 24 hours, all Houston Rocket gear disappeared. And even though the NBA is going out there and the commissioner's apologizing and everyone's apologizing and everyone's just doing what they're doing, it's still, China's holding their grounds. No. Can you imagine for a moment when Colin Kaepernick had bent the knee during the national anthem, if the government of the United States created an issue and got the 49ers gear removed? What would that do? I mean, it's not fathomable. We wouldn't even consider that. It's that ridiculous for us. Okay, so let's keep going. Why am I upset with Nike? Because in 5 different stores, Nike stores in China, Houston Rocket gear was also removed. I didn't realize this. Nike last year, $6.2 billion of sales in China. $6.2 billion with a B. Nike, I did used to buy your stuff. I won't anymore. And not only was it $6.2 billion in sales in China, that was a 24% growth from the year before. That's 17% of their total revenue coming from China. I can absolutely understand why they're freaking out, why they don't want NBA to have an issue with China. Listen, by the way, I don't have a problem with China. I don't agree with the way they run their country. I don't agree with the things they do. This is actually not about China. This is actually about NBA and Nike, which are American companies, and how they're behaving and how they're bending to a foreign country and not holding the same standards that they demand in this country over there over a few Bs, billions of dollars. Not cool. Nike has caved a ton. And here's the funny part. This is the part that drives me crazy. Nike signed a deal with Colin Kaepernick to represent them about freedom of speech and social justice. That's why they made him their brand. And yet, I mean, how? I just don't get it. Nike's done a $1 billion deal with the NBA. So can you imagine Nike calling NBA right now? Here you got Tencent, which has done a $1.5 billion deal that's basically in risk now. China, which is threatening to remove 800 million viewers from NBA. Nike, their number one partner, calls and says, hey, you gotta de-escalate this situation. And then check this out. How many players in the NBA have deals with Nike? LeBron James has a deal that is said to be worth $1 billion. He will earn over $1 billion by the age of 64. That's the estimation. So guess what? When Nike calls LeBron and says, shut your mouth, do not use freedom of speech. This is not an issue. We don't want an issue with China. China's 17% of our revenue. We got to keep them happy. You want to get paid? Keep them happy. I don't blame LeBron for saying, whoop. But here, we don't do that, right? In this country, whoo-hoo, that would be Kevin Durant. He has a deal probably worth about $300 million. So this echoes down. So these are real numbers. These are things that we're sitting in front of. True, you can't argue with these. Right here, let me read this statement. The NBA. The NBA tried to limit the blah, blah, blah. By the way, all the notes, you can go grab them at Onik Podcast. We have great respect for the history and culture of China and hope that sports and the NBA can be used as a unifying force to bridge cultural divides and bring people together, the NBA said. We have deep respect for the history and culture of China. What about deep respect for the history and culture of America, where we actually deserve it? So, can't really impact the NBA because I never watched them, but Nike, I did buy your stuff. I will not. This sucks. I refuse to partake in this. You are hypocrites, and you should have the exact same, you should hold your same stance. I have no problem with your freedom of speech, with your gestures in this country. I love it. I may not agree with it, but the fact alone that we can express it, that's why we're Americans. That's why we love this country. So I have no problem with that. But I got a whole load of problems with the fact that you don't hold the same standards and you go out there and you cower to a foreign country known for oppression, literally known for no freedom of speech, known for monitoring their citizens, known for punishing their citizens, known for religious persecution against Christians, Muslims, you name it. They are known for the very things that exemplify the things that you stand against in this country. So that's it. That's all I got. Very worked up about it. It sucks. I hope you guys reconsider. And for those of you who didn't know any of this, man, seriously, I ask you, make it hurt. The only thing that talks to these companies apparently is money. Stop buying their stuff. That's what I'm going to do. So come on, fighting entrepreneurs. I know we can come together, and I'm a capitalist. We should make money. We should make billions. But we cannot do it. We cannot do it at the sacrifice of our conscience, morals, ethics, and what we stand for. And that's why I always say at Learn, we hold one another accountable. This is not how we save and change the world. This is how we ruin the world. This is an exact example of that. Thank you very much for listening. I want to hear what you have to say. Leave me a comment below if you're watching on YouTube. Click subscribe, click like, click the thumbs up icon. If you're listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, please make sure you go subscribe and leave us a great review. And of course, join us at LURN.com, learn.com. I'll talk to you soon on another Freedom Friday episode. Thank you very much. And until then, entrepreneurs, go out there and fight for your dreams. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onik Singhal.